You're listening to the audio production of The Grumble Free Year, 12 Months, 11 Family Members, and One Impossible Goal by Tricia Goyer, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Kelly D'Ambrosio. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit thomasnelson.com/p/grumblefreeaudio.
Introduction. One Sunday night, my husband John and I talked to our family about the potential challenge of living a grumble-free year. We were finally sitting down for dinner in a restaurant at 10 p.m. after traveling 2,500 miles over the last 3 days. It was the first time we'd all gathered around the table face-to-face in a week. On the other two travel nights, we'd sat scattered around small tables at fast food restaurants. It was easier pretending our audacious offspring were other people's kids fighting over the fries that had spilled onto the paper-lined tray that way. "Hey, you got 3 extra fries. Not fair. I'm not going to let you borrow my DVD player for the next 200 miles. Now my stomach clenched, despite the non-deep-fried aromas coming from the restaurant kitchen. My knees quivered under the wooden table, an upgrade from brown formica. Parenting was hard enough. Did I honestly want to pinky promise the next 12 months of my life to a fleeting fantasy that my children could communicate without complaint? And retort without repine? I softly bit my lip, knowing I had to try. We had to try. Communication in our home had dropped to the level of mumbles and grumbles, moans and whines. We couldn't live this way anymore, unless I invested in noise-canceling headphones. The problem was, society frowned upon parents who muted their children. More importantly, even if I couldn't hear the rumbles, it wouldn't mean my children weren't bemoaning every single thing in their lives. "I've been talking with my agent about writing a book that involves all of you," my lips pressed into a tight smile. "But maybe this isn't the best time to discuss it since it's so late and we've just driven so far." As I calculated, we'd gone the equivalent to the distance between Barcelona, Spain, and Moscow, Russia, taking all the back roads. "Mom, you have to tell us now," pleaded 14-year-old Maddie as she sat next to her twin, Grace, who bounced in her seat. These two were the most active of our bunch of 8 traveling children. They laughed loud, lived big, and made the Tasmanian devil look like an innocent, frolicking lamb in comparison. "Will the book include our names and pictures?" asked 12-year-old Alexis.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?